evening. Good evening. Good evening.
It is my distinct honor to present the Chief Justice of the United States, the Honorable John G. Roberts, Jr., who will administer the presidential oath of office. Everyone, please stand.
That was for you.
Are you prepared to take the oath, Senator?
I am.
I, Barack Hussein Obama,
do solemnly swear,
execute the office of President to the United States faithfully.
That I will execute.
Are you prepared to take the oath, Senator?
I am.
The office of President of the United States faithfully. Are you prepared to take the oath, Senator?
I am.
That I will execute the office of President to the United States faithfully. That I will execute the office of President of the United States faithfully. And will to the best of my ability. Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. So help you God.
Congregation, please be seated and open your prayer guides to the book of Revelations, Psalm 69.
Saint Obama.
And I approve this message.
Do solemnly swear.
Thank you.
and the first lady to be, Michelle Obama, and Kirsten Powers, I would venture a guess that those are two dresses, two outfits that will be selling very well.
Oh, yeah.
Weeks and months
ahead. People are now loving to emulate Mrs. Obama as sort of the new Jackie O. I'm sure also that this will be a very cordial ride. They're both, I think, very nice people and probably will have a very nice ride together. Nancy Reagan actually wrote about when she had to ride with Rosalind Carter that it was so uncomfortable and that Rosalind Carter just sat there. It was so quiet that they were only saved by the fact that there was someone else in the car with them who kept talking the entire way.
I'm led to believe that there's a microphone up there and that we may be able to hear any conversation that takes place.
Give me your opinion about those two guys over there.
You talking to me?
Standing in that group of four by the coffee table? Now, two of them asked me to dinner next week. I told them to call me. See the one with the buttoned-up suit?
Well, I'm the only one here.
The one with the crossed feet, his hand in his pocket, holding a glass? He's a litigation attorney, too. And I suppose we could discuss our cases together.
Oh, yeah? Huh? Okay.
The other one's the one with the open jacket, the one standing with his hands on his hips. See him? He's a buyer at Bloomingdale's. Nice guy. Kind of sweet. And, well, sweet.
Proceed together to the Capitol for the swearing-in ceremony. This is a tradition that's endured, really, with a few exceptions, since 1937, when Martin Van Buren and Andrew Jackson rode together in a carriage made of wood taken from the USS Constitution. 1837, the Vice President and Vice President-elect to follow, as well members of the family, the cabinet members, members of the JCCIC. And today, the presidential procession to the Capitol for swearing-in ceremony follows a firmly established protocol. For people who are surprised by this, Vice President Cheney had a bit of a mishap yesterday, and I feel sorry for his helpers there. He was moving some boxes, as the story goes officially from the White House, and hurt himself. He's not badly hurt. He was looked at by the White House doctors, but whatever aide should have been moving boxes for the Vice President probably feels just awful today, but knowing it, I don't know him personally or very well, but from all that we know of the Vice President, if he said, I'm going to move those boxes, he was going to move those boxes, and he did.
Democracy in action, Jeff. You're the outgoing Vice President of the United States. You still have to move your own boxes. That's the kind of country this is.
The third guy with his hand over his mouth, peering over his glasses, no, avoid him. He's a real argumentative type.
Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
Anyway, I rather like the Bloomies buyer. I really don't know why, actually. What do you think? Maybe I'll get a discount?
Do you know the clues which can make reading people easy and make you feel like life is giving you a discount? In this program, we'll explore the language that exists beyond words. The language of the body and its gestures. This is the silent language that tells you what people are thinking, which, you'll agree, can often be quite different from what they're saying. In this program, we'll teach you how to read this nonverbal language, evaluate it, and how to use it to your benefit both personally and professionally. We're going to give you actual tools to get beneath the surface of people's words, to understand precisely what they mean.
What do you think I am, huh? What do you think, I am a fucking worm like you? Look at you now, look at you now.
But this is not related to any of that, just as anyone might, you know, hurt yourself a little bit moving a box when you're not 20 years old anymore. That's what happened to the Vice President last night. And everybody tells us that he'll be just fine and you know, was insistent on taking part in the proceedings today. The Vice Presidency will take on a much one would guess would take on less significance, if that's the right word, over the next 4 years. The powers of the vice presidency vastly expanded, especially in the early days of the Bush presidency. Though now, as they're beginning to make their rounds and tell us more about Lindsey Graham, Republican senator from South Carolina, John McCain, of course, who we're led to believe has become quite good friends with the president-elect, and they've all come together. Their spirit of bipartisanship is one they've carried and did last night at a dinner for John McCain that Barack Obama hosted, Rich.
It's an extraordinary thing, Shep, when you think about it. Barack Obama now has a warmer relationship with John McCain, who he just defeated in the general election, than George Bush did with John McCain after beating him in 2000.
Let's listen.
Come in the morning. You know, one time we had a hail bomb for 12 hours. When it was all over, I walked up. We didn't find one of them, not one stinking dink body.
And one morning,
you know, that gasoline
all
smell.
That was burning.
The whole hill.
One morning, the bonfires leapt out of the earth, devouring human beings.
Victory.
And from then on, fire. Gunpowder from then on.
Someday this war's gonna
and from
end.
From then on, blood. And
smell.
One morning.
You know that gasoline
all
smell?
All that was burning.
The whole hill.
One morning, the bonfires leapt out of the earth, devouring human beings.
Victory.
And from then on, fire. Gunpowder from then on.
Someday this war's gonna
and from
end.
From then on, blood. And
smell.
One morning.
Gasoline
all
smell.
That was burning.
The whole hill.
One morning, the bonfires leapt out of the earth, devouring human beings.
Victory.
And from then on, fire. Gunpowder from then on.
Someday this war's gonna
and from
end.
Then on, blood. And
smell.
One morning,
you know that gasoline
all
smell.
That was burning.
The whole hill.
One morning, the bonfires leapt out of the earth, devouring human beings.
Victory.
And from then on, fire. Gunpowder from then on.
Someday this war's gonna
and from
end.
Then on, blood. And
smell.
One morning,
you know that gasoline
all
smell.
That was burning.
The whole hill.
One morning, the bonfires
like
leapt out of the earth, devouring human beings.
Victory.
And from then on, fire. Gunpowder from then on.
Someday this war's gonna
and from
end.
Then on, blood. And from then on, blood. Bandits with planes and moors. Bandits with finger rings and duchesses. Bandits with black friars spattering blessings came through the sky to kill children. And the blood of children ran through the streets without fuss, like children's blood. Jackals that the jackals would despise. Stones that the dry thistle would bite on and spit out. Vipers that the vipers would abominate. Face to face with you, I have seen the blood of Spain tower like a tide to drown you in one wave of pride and knives. Traitorous generals, see my dead house. Look at broken Spain. From every house, burning metal flows instead of flowers. From every socket of Spain, Spain emerges, and from every dead child, a rifle with eyes. And from every crime, bullets are born, which will one day find the bullseye of your hearts. And you will ask, why doesn't his poetry speak of dreams and leaves, and the great volcanoes of his native land? Come and see the blood in the streets. Come and see the blood in the streets. Come and see the blood in the streets. Let me make it quite clear that in quoting from Neruda's poem, I am in no way comparing Republican Spain to Saddam Hussein's Iraq. I quote Neruda because nowhere in contemporary poetry have I read such a powerful, visceral description of the bombing of civilians. I have said earlier that the United States is now totally frank about putting its cards on.
We didn't find one of them, not one stinking dink body. Smell! You know that gasoline smell? The whole hill. Smelled like victory. Someday this war's gonna end.
That is the case. Its official declared policy is now defined as full-spectrum dominance. That is not my term. It is theirs. Full-spectrum dominance means control of land, sea, air and space, and all attendant resources. The United States now occupies 702 military installations throughout the world in 132 countries, with the honorable exception of Sweden, of course. We don't quite know how they got there, but they are there, all right. The United States possesses 8,000 active and operational nuclear warheads. 2,000 are on hair trigger alert, ready to be launched with 15 minutes warning. It is developing new systems of nuclear force known as bunker busters. The British, ever cooperative, are intending to replace their own nuclear missile, Trident. Who, I wonder, are they aiming at? Osama bin Laden. You? Me? Joe Dokes? China? Paris? Who knows? What we do know is that this infantile insanity, the possession and threatened use of nuclear weapons, is at the heart of present American political philosophy. We must remind ourselves that the United States is on a permanent military footing and shows no sign. Come and see the blood in the streets. 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 The streets. Come and see the blood in the streets. See the blood in the streets.
They packed up their few worldly possessions and traveled across oceans. toil and sweat shop and settled the West. Endured the last of the West. And planted the hard earth. For us, they fought and died. In places like Compton and Gettysburg.
Come and see the blood. See the blood. Come and see the blood. See the blood. The blood.
The makers of things, some celebrated, but more often men and women obscure in their way, who have carried us up the long, rugged path towards prosperity and freedom. For us, they packed up their few worldly possessions and traveled across oceans in search of a new life. For us, they toiled in sweatshops and settled the West, endured the lash of the whip, and plowed the hard earth. For us, they fought and died in places like Concord and Gettysburg, Normandy and Quezon. Time and again, these men and women struggled and sacrificed and worked till their hands were raw so that we might live a better life. They saw America as bigger than the sum of our individual ambitions, greater than all the differences of birth or wealth or faction. This is the journey we continue today. Rather, it has been the risk takers, the doers, the makers of things, some celebrated, but more often men and women obscure in their labor, who have carried us up the long, rugged path towards prosperity and freedom. For us, they packed up their few worldly possessions and traveled across oceans in search of a new life. For us, they toiled in sweatshops and settled the West, endured the lash of the whip, and plowed the hard earth. For us, they fought and died in places like Concord and Gettysburg, Normandy and Quezon. Time and again, these men and women struggled and sacrificed and worked till their hands were raw so that we might live a better life. They saw America as bigger than the sum of our individual ambitions, greater than all the differences of birth or wealth or faction. This is the journey we continue today. 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 This is the journey we continue today.
Come and see the blood in the streets.
This is the journey we continue today.
Come and see the blood in the streets.
This is the journey we continue today.
I did work pretty hard, but in also in that period, I earned between $100,000 and $250,000 every year. So that when I, in 1968, decided to become a candidate for president, I decided to clean the decks and to put everything in real estate. I sold all my fellow citizens. I sold my apartment in New York for $300,000.
I stand here today,
and I had $100,000 coming to me from the law firm. And so that's where the money came from. Let me just say this. I want to say this to the television audience. I made my mistakes. But in all of my years of public life, I have never profited from public service. I've earned every cent. And in all of my years of public life, I have never obstructed justice. And I think, too, that I could say that in my years of public life, that I welcome this kind of examination because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
In these moments, America has carried on not simply because of the skill or vision of those in high office, but because we, the people, have remained faithful to the ideals of our forebears and true to our founding documents.
Of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth. No single space project in this period will be more impressive to mankind or more important for the long-range exploration of space. None will be so difficult or expensive to accomplish. We propose to accelerate the development of the appropriate lunar spacecraft. Develop alternate liquid and solid fuel boosters, much larger than any now being developed, until certain which disappear. We propose additional funds for other engine development and for unmanned explorations which are particularly important for one purpose which this nation will never overlook: the survival of the man who first makes this daring flight. But in a very real sense, it will not be one man going to the moon. We make this judgment affirmatively. It will be an entire nation.
So let us mark this day in remembrance of who we are and how far we have traveled. In the year of America's birth, in the coldest of months, a small band of patriots huddled by dying campfires on the shores of an icy river. The Capitol was abandoned. The enemy was advancing. The snow was stained with blood. The moment when the outcome of our revolution was most in doubt, the father of our nation ordered these words be read to the people. Let it be told to the future world.
But before beginning, I must make a personal note about something we saw on the last day of our journey. When we stopped in Berlin to help celebrate the 750th anniversary of that noble city. I know that over the years, many of you have seen the pictures and news clips of the wall that divides Berlin. But believe me, no American who sees firsthand the concrete and mortar, the guard posts and machine gun towers, the dog runs, and the barbed wire can ever again take for granted his or her freedom or the precious gift that is America. That gift of freedom is actually the birthright of all humanity. And that's why, as I stood there, I urged the Soviet leader, Mr. Gorbachev, to send a new signal of openness to the world by tearing down that wall.
And traveled across oceans in search of a new life. For us, they toiled in sweatshops and settled the west, endured the lash of the whip, and plowed the hard earth. for us, they fought and died in places like Concord and Gettysburg, Normandy and Quezon. Time and again, these men and women struggled and sacrificed and worked till their hands were raw, so that we might live a better life.
I made two.
They saw America as bigger than the sum of our individual ambitions. Greater than all the differences of birth or law or faction. This is the journey we continue to go. We remain the most prosperous, powerful nation on earth.
I made 250.
Our workers are no less productive than when this crisis began. Our minds are no less inventive. Our goods and services no less needed than they were last week or last month or last year.
$50,000 from a book. And the cereal rights, which many of you were good enough to purchase also.
You're looking at. You're all a bunch of fucking assholes. You know why? You don't have the guts to be what you want to be. You need people like me. You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say, that's the bad guy. So? What I make you? Good? You're not good. You just know how to hide. How to lie. Me, I don't have that part. Me, I always tell the truth. Even when I lie, I always tell the truth. Even when I lie. I always tell the truth. Even when I lie. So say good night to the bad guy. Come on. The last time you're gonna see a bad guy like this again, let me tell you. Come on. Big way for the bad guy. There's a bad guy coming through. Better get out of his way.
Political language, as used by politicians, does not venture into any of this territory, since the majority of politicians, on the evidence available to us, are interested not in truth, but in power, and in the maintenance of that power. To maintain that power, it is essential that people remain in ignorance, that they live in ignorance of the truth, even the truth of their own lives. What surrounds us, therefore, is a vast tapestry of lies upon which we feed. Listen to all American presidents on television say the words, the American people. As in the sentence, I say to the American people, it is time to pray and to defend the rights of the American people. As I ask the American people, to trust their president in the action he is about to take on behalf of the American people.
And on behalf of the American people.
Set before the American people.
My fellow Americans and I.
All Americans, all American forces.
To set before the American people if the best people we can get.
If we have a permanent inferiority complex about American achievements.
We gather because we have chosen hope over fear, unity of purpose over conflict and discord. On this day, we come to proclaim an end to the petty grievances and false promises, the recriminations and worn-out dogmas that for far too long have strangled our politics. We remain a young nation, but in the words of Scripture, the time has come to set aside childish things. The time has come to reaffirm our enduring spirit, to choose our better history, to carry forward that precious gift, that noble idea passed on from generation to generation.
Precious gift that is America.
I want people all over the world to try to warn the American people
that America is not standing still. It has not been standing still.
All American forces.
America has not been standing still. It means keeping America even stronger militarily than she is.
In reaffirming the greatness of our nation, we understand that greatness is never a given. It must be earned. Our journey has never been one of shortcuts or settling for less.
All Americans,
with the conflict that we have around the world, we not just hold our own, that we not keep just freedom for ourselves. It is essential that we extend freedom.
All Americans,
extend it to all the world.
All Americans,
the deepest ideals, the highest feelings and faith of the American people. In other words,
all American forces.
And then throughout the world.
To all the world.
Well, all over the world. The American people, it's the best people we can get.
Only as great as the American people are great. The young people of America particularly. Keep America's faith strong. Have faith in the ideals of America particularly. And faith in God of America particularly.
We are the keepers of this legacy. Guided by these principles once more, we can meet those new threats that demand even greater effort. We will not apologize for our way of life, nor will we waver in its defense. And for those who seek to advance their aims by inducing terror and slaughtering innocents, we say to you now that our spirit is stronger and cannot be broken. You cannot outlast us, and we will defeat you.
God is an American.
Which ought to bring families together.
Which distinguishes us from the atheistic materialists who oppose it.
We carried forth that great gift of freedom and delivered it safely to future generations. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America.
God is an American.
Which distinguishes us from the atheistic materialists who oppose us.
All Americans,
God is an American.
And faith in God, and faith in God, and faith in God of America particularly.
God is an American.
And faith in God, and faith in God, and faith in God of America particularly.
God is an American.
All Americans, all Americans.
God is an American.
Which distinguishes us from the atheistic materialists who oppose it.
God is an American.
To the Muslim world, we seek a new way forward based on mutual interest and mutual respect. To those leaders around the globe who seek to sow conflict or blame their society's ills on the West, know that your people will judge you on what you can build, not what you destroy. To those who cling to power through corruption and deceit and the silencing of dissent, know that you are on the wrong side of history.
We are at your side now, as before.
But that we will extend a hand if you are willing to unclench your fist. To the people of poor nations,
we are at your side now, as before.
We pledge to work alongside you to make your farms flourish and let clean waters flow, to nourish starved bodies and feed hungry minds.
We are at your side now, as before.
And to those nations like ours that enjoy relative plenty, we say we can no longer afford indifference to the suffering outside our borders, nor can we consume the world's resources without regard to effect. For the world has changed, and we must change with it.
We are at your side now, as before.
God is an American.
We are at your side now, as before. We shall stay. We shall stay. Good evening, and a happy Christmas to you all.
Americans! God is an American. 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 God is an American.
Saddam's God was bad. Saddam's God.
Except
was
he
bad.
Didn't have one.
Except
he was a barbarian.
He was a barbarian.
We are not barbarians.
We are not
barbarians.
We don't chop people's heads off. We don't chop people's heads off. We believe in freedom. We believe in freedom.
So does God.
So does God.
I am not a barbarian.
I am not a barbarian.
I am the democratically elected leader.
I am the democratically elected
democracy.
Of a freedom-loving democracy.
We are a compassionate society.
We are a compassionate society.
We give compassionate electrocution.
We give compassionate electrocution.
Compassionate lethal injection.
Compassionate lethal
We are
injection.
A great nation. We are a great nation.
I am not a dictator. I am not a dictator.
He is. He is.
I am not a barbarian. I am not a barbarian.
He is.
He is.
They all are. They all are.
I possess moral authority.
I possess moral authority.
You see this fist? You see this fist?
This is my moral authority.
This is my moral authority.
Don't you forget it.
And don't you forget it.
Now, we'll all calm down.
Boss, he's just a little excited.
I know, I know. I'm going to use good judgment. I haven't lost my temper in 40 years. But Pilgrim, you caused a lot of trouble this morning. Might have got somebody killed. And somebody ought to belt you in the mouth. But I won't. I won't. The hell I won't.
The world will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base.
To end the war and bring peace with honor in Vietnam,
and in Southeast Asia.
This government, as promised, has maintained the closest surveillance of the Soviet military buildup on the island of Cuba.
We won the race of discovery against the Germans.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
We have used it in order to shorten the agony of war, in order to save the lives of thousands and thousands of young Americans. The world will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base. Hiroshima. We shall continue to use it. We shall continue to use it until we completely destroy Japan's power to make war. We shall continue to use it. We shall continue to. We shall continue to use it. We shall continue to use it. We shall continue to use it. We shall continue to use it.
Are you prepared to take the oath, Senator?
We shall continue to use it.
I, Barack Hussein Obama,
I solemnly swear. I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
That I will execute the office of President to the United States faithfully.
That I will execute
faithfully the office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States faithfully.
And will to the best of my ability.
And will to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
Let's get this straight now. I never fucked anybody over in my life. Didn't have a coat. You got that? All I have in this world is my balls and my word. And I don't break them for no one. Do you understand? That piece of shit up there, I never liked him. I never trusted him. For all I know, he had me set up and had my friend Angel Fernandez killed. But that's history. I hear he's not. Do you want to go on with me? To say it. You don't? Then you make a move.
Screwheads, here is a man who would not take it anymore, who would not let... Listen, you fuckers, you screwheads, here is a man who would not take it anymore, a man who stood up against the scum, the cunts, the dogs, the filth, the shit. Here is someone who stood up. Here is... You're dead.
Ocean. Let it sink back in the ocean.
Always the hurricanes blowing. Always the population growing. And the money owing. And the sunlight streaming. And the natives steaming. I like the island Manhattan.
I know you do.
Smoke on your pipe. And put that in.
In America.
Okay. Buying on credit is so nice.
One look at us and they charge twice.
I have my own washing machine.
What will you have though to keep clean?
Skyscrapers bloom in America. Adana bloom in America. We boom in America.
Well, in a room in America.
Lots of new housing with more space.
Lots of doors slamming in our face.
I'll get a terrace apartment.
Better get rid of your accent.
Life can be bright in America.
If you can fight in America.
Life is alright in America.
If you're all white in America.
Gunpowder. 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 Blood, blood, blood.
I'm Barack Hussein Obama.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.